You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
Happy Lent. Second week. How many of you have given up on your intentions? Yeah, me too. And I haven't given up. I just keep trying, starting over. Lent is a really important time for all of us. And the symbol for Lent, that I was trying to dig up something unusual, is this. We all know what this is, right? It's a flashlight, right? And the light that we see in this flashlight symbolizes the light of Christ. The problem is, some of us go through life and Lent like this. This is how we see the light of Christ. What am I trying to say? And I'm saying trying to say is that we're looking backwards. Not that it's not important to deal with our sinfulness. It is. Because that's important during Lent, to let go of that stuff that we drag through life. All of us do it. But Jesus tells us not to go through life backwards, but keep moving forwards. Look forward to, I'm going to blind some people here. Keep looking forward on your journey. We're going forward to Easter. We're not going backward to Christmas. That's really important. Christmas is easy because we honor a baby. Easter is a little more difficult because it's a rough road to get there. Today we celebrate the Transfiguration. Now, I want to start by saying Jesus was fully human and fully divine. I dearly believe that. So don't get lost, but just listen, if you will. Jesus has gone up the mountain with Peter, James, and John. The Holy Trinity almost. Those three were always with him. He goes up to the mountain because he's on his way to Jerusalem and he knows what's at the other end. And he's getting a little insecure. So he goes to the mountain, what? To pray. And as he's praying, to the Father, seeking guidance, seeking direction, which is something we all should do, Moses and Elijah appear before him. And they're talking to him. We do not know what they were talking about. But let's think about everything I've said so far. Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. His ministry is falling apart. And maybe, he's not so secure in what he was doing. So the Father sends two people, the most important people in Jesus' life, Moses the lawgiver and Elijah the prophet. And they're talking to Jesus and saying, it's going to be okay. It's going to be bad, but the end is going to be okay. What happens when Jesus gets that word? All of a sudden, the weight is lifted off his shoulders. That's why he changes. His face becomes serene. He's no longer, filled with anxiety. He knows it's not going to be easy, but it's okay. He's on the right road. Now, this is the human Jesus now. I want to stress that. Because we love to hide behind Jesus' divinity. Why do we do that? Because what he did, I can't do because I'm not divine. But Jesus was fully human when he walked this earth. In fact, theologians speculate, there's nothing in writing that says it's true. Theologians speculate that Jesus may not have been aware of his divinity, why he walked this earth. Why is that important to us? Because what Jesus did, we can too. Because Jesus was fully human with the same gifts, the same challenges, that you and I do. Okay, so Moses and Elijah show up, and they're carrying on a conversation. And they're reminding Jesus that everything that Moses and Elijah talked about is all coming together in him. Now, good old Peter. Peter's my buddy. Because Peter always stuck his foot in his mouth. And I do that a lot. So anyway, Peter says, Lord, I want to build three tents. One for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. In other words, we're going to camp out here. We're going to stay here. We don't have to go any farther. Then what happens? A cloud descends upon them. And a voice comes from that cloud. And the voice says, this is my son, my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. And listen to the last words. Listen to him. That's important for us because we are so busy praying that we fail to listen. Because sometimes we don't want to know what's going to be said. But we fail to listen. Listen to God. Listen to Jesus because he has something important to say. And especially during this season, and especially next week, and the three Sundays that follow. These are the pinnacle gospels of the Lenten season. And we're in season A, which is really important. And I won't get into what's coming because I'll let you figure it out when it happens. But listen to them. And when you come in and prepare yourself to celebrate Mass, spend some quiet time and say, Lord, I know you're going to talk to me today. I know you have a message for me individually today. Help me to hear it. I want to hear what you have to say to me so that when Mass is over, I can carry that word out the doors. And together, we'll make the world a better place. Lent is a wonderful time. It doesn't have to be morbid. It doesn't have to be heavy, although it is. Because the emphasis is on sin and our repentance. But Lent also means spring. Did you know that? Lent means spring. New life. It's being brought forth. And for those of you with a green thumb, you can understand. You plant a seed in the ground. And then you put a little fertilizer and you water it. And then you watch it grow. Well, that's what Lent is. The seed is the seed of faith. Faith, believing in God, but also believing in yourself that Jesus came to save you. He came to save you because he cares. And he wants you to care about him. And so we begin with the seed in the ground. And as we hear the gospels, we get nourished. And slowly but surely we start to grow. Grow in our faith in God and faith in ourselves that despite the mistakes we make, God still loves us. And again, I go back to Peter. Peter could screw up a two-car funeral without even trying. But Jesus picked him to be the number one apostle. Why? He could have gotten some Einstein or some whatever. Instead, he chose Peter. Because in all his weakness, Peter had faith. Faith in God, and faith in knowing that despite my sinfulness, God will forgive if only I ask and say I'm sorry. So as we continue our journey of Lent, I want to encourage you. Make the most of this season. Don't let it slide by. And if you're having trouble in this Lenten season, you're on the right track. If you're skating through saying, oh, everything is glorious, then I challenge you to look at what you're doing. I've been telling people through Lent, I would say pick three things, one category, pick one thing out of each category. During Lent, you want to do something for yourself, physically. Maybe it's getting out and going for a walk. Maybe it's giving up candy. God, that's hard. Maybe it's that cocktail before dinner. That's really hard. Two, do something spiritually for yourself. Maybe it's spending some quiet time. My dad, God bless him, he used to, we had five, there were five kids, so obviously his hands were full. Three boys and one girl. Five kids, where are we? Four boys and one girl. Age is not treating me well. But anyway, he would get up at 5 o'clock in the morning every day, never used an alarm clock. The first thing he'd do, we boys were downstairs, so he'd come downstairs and let the dog out of her doghouse. Then he'd let her outside while he went over to the kitchen and fixed his pot of coffee. And then, when everything was ready, the coffee was ready and the dog was ready to come in, they'd sit in front of the kitchen window and look out into the backyard and just be. And just be. The dog would guard the backyard to make sure the squirrels didn't get in. Dad would solve the problems of life sitting at the kitchen window with his cup of coffee. That's his quiet time. Now, you may have a different way of doing it. I'm watching. You may have a different, I'm watching the clock. Those of you who don't know me know I'm more long-winded. But anyway, you may have a different way of doing, starting your day. But spend some quiet time. Bring your prayers, bring your needs before the Lord. He asks us to do that. But then we got to listen. Then we have to listen and just see what he has to say. You would be amazed, or you will be amazed, at how close Jesus is to you. Because sometimes God is screaming his head off. We're too busy praying to listen. So I challenge you, in your second category, spend some time listening. Then the third category, do something for someone else. Could be as simple as a prayer. Maybe you have a friend who's really struggling. Maybe there's a senior citizen living next to you that's living all by themselves. Bring over a plate of cookies. What the heck? Or maybe it's whatever. Do something for someone else. We're good at giving up. We're not so good at doing. Maybe that's why the world is in the mess it's in. Our intentions are good. You know, we always think of Lent as, oh, I gotta think about my sins and all this other stuff, and it's just no fun at all. It can be. Sin is important that we deal with it. Why? So we can get rid of the excess baggage that we carry through life. But remember, carry your flashlight forward, not this way. Let the light of Christ guide you through the season of Lent. Because he wants to. He wants to help you make the best of this season. It's important for us. And if you do your homework, you will find that when Easter comes, you're going to experience a whole new joy. It's good to be home. Thank you for your welcome.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.